streets, and we're told that actually a hearse carrying some ballots representing dead people could show up.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And the Trump campaign is moving forward with its election lawsuits in a number of states.
In Georgia, the Trump campaign also wants election results thrown out. They claim suitcases of ballots were counted late at night, an allegation state election officials say has been debunked. And in Pennsylvania, GOP lawmakers are pushing the U.S. Supreme Court to block any further certification of the vote.
Fox's Jeff Paul. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time, done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99, we do it in 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That storm system that brought showers to the state today will be exiting quickly, and behind it, mostly cloudy, cooler tonight, breezy, overnight low temperature down to about 37. Not a bad weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Fairly comfortable for December with a high temperature up to about 59. Sunday, I think, will be in the upper 50s as well. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area on Sunday as a cool front approaches. I think next week is storm-free. We'll be back to freezing temperatures by Tuesday and Wednesday morning, but not the 20s, and warming later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah, that statement was made a while back, and you heard the word rigged in there. You mean like finding ballots under a table in Georgia rigged? Yeah. Who knew it? We know. 311, welcome to the show.
And here they are.
Right now it's me and Rosie Sespalo. On the way. Deb?
Please clap.
Except when Jeb said it, nobody clapped. Well, I guess the market is either excited about the vaccine or they liked the unemployment number that came out today because the Dow finished up 30,200. Think about that. I've said this before. I'll say it briefly. Think about just using the Dow, because all the indexes are breaking records. What you would have hoped for in April, when every day we would hit, well, the market dropped by 1,200 and 800, and it just kept going down and down and down. And then it went below 20 and briefly below 19. Now it's at 30.2. Nobody in their right mind would have predicted that in the middle of April or in that period where the market was in free fall. It's just amazing. One of the things that, I always use the term rhino, Republican in name only. If the governor of Georgia was a true conservative, he would be pulling out all the stops to get to the bottom of what happened with this video that's now surfaced. There is now momentum. Nevada, I think they're starting to get a little afraid of where all of this is going. Because they didn't have to cheat nationally to win this. They knew where they had to do the cheating. And we've heard the stories from all of these locations. It's not just, it's poll watchers being kicked out or kept away or windows being covered. There's a different story in every place. But this video that emerged from a security camera, oh, look at this, suitcase after suitcase filled with ballots after the poll watchers were told to leave. Now, you would think a real Trump supporter, a guy who was pretty much elected because of Donald Trump's endorsement in Georgia, would be working diligently, demanding answers. What is this video all about? How did this happen? They know who was there. They know the names of those people. Why? Where is our fat-ass attorney general? Was he at the chocolate fountain at the Golden Corral again? Where is he? They should, you know, they sent, how many agents did they send? 15. The FBI sent 15 people to look at a garage door opener with the Bubba Wallace racial hoax, which is why I no longer buy Columbia shirts. 15 agents for that. How many have they dispatched to Georgia to look into this? We have the Electoral College voting soon. I think, is it a week from today?
Mm-hmm.
There's no time to stall and play around with this. So, as Trump indicated in that statement, the system is rigged. It's been rigged. As George Carlin says, it's a big club and you ain't in it. We ain't in it. You and me are not in it. Donald Trump is not in it. And it's more than a club. It's a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's an army. It's a big army that we're not in. And they have a lot of weapons. Is this Kirk Sleester? Delusional Never Trump losers think we're going to take them back. You know, like John Bolton and people like that. He says, I'm not sure what the most distinguishing characteristic of the never-Trump sissies Sure, they're contemptible worms who care about nothing but extending their pathetic grifts. And it's not like the grima worm tongues of conservatism have any saleable skills other than treachery. This is, of course, why these grody creatures are naturally drawn to D.C., where their loathsome skills are appreciated. But scumbags are a dime a dozen. What truly distinguishes these Gibos is their bizarre confidence that someday conservatives are going to have an epiphany that we need them back and come begging them to return to their former glory as the Republican establishment managers of America's decline. Check out John Bolton, who never met a war he wasn't happy to have your kids fight, on Twitter, presuming to tell us how things are going to be. Longer term, there must be a broad conversation about the direction of the conservative movement and the Republican Party. More from me, and he gives a link to something. And Schleister says, John, we've already had a conversation. You just weren't invited. You know who sucks? People like John Bolton. He stabbed the president in the back, so he's certain to screw us over, too. Let's never give him any kind of position where he could do damage in the future. So there are going to be many discussions about the future of the Republican Party. But one of the key promises is that the Never Trumpers who got the sads because they lost the internal power struggle, mostly because they never conserved anything, and who collaborated with the enemies, will have no part. See, they want their Republican Party back the way it was under... But did you see this? Obama, Bush, and Clinton, I think, volunteered to take the vaccine as soon as it's ready.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. That's just to reassure us all that it's okay. It's just, this is what frustrates us. This is what's frustrated us throughout this entire four-year period. We knew that the whole Russian collusion thing was based on bull crap. Nobody ever paid a price for it. This is how deep the deep state is. That a Hillary Clinton could authorize the funding of a story that when I heard it, I laughed. You know, the Golden Shower story, Trump and the Kremlin. Really? You thought people would buy into that, but that was enough. And we, for 3 years, we listened to nothing but shriek and hysteria, a phony impeachment. We let all of this happen. Got a few fighters in there, but not too many. Not too many you trust. I thought Mike Lee was a real conservative. He's not. He's trying to allow all these foreign workers. We have 18 million unemployed Americans right now. But he wants to let foreigners come in on HB1 visas so they can take the jobs that Americans might otherwise take. So he's another disappointment. Add him to the list. Got to see something happen with these states, these cowardly legislators within the states. Yeah, we'll certify that. Certify a turd, baby. It's still a turd. That's what I've always believed. Arizona legislature demands forensic exam of Dominion machines. Voters believe fraud occurred. It's easy to see why. Yeah. Rudy today, Georgia, middle of the night, theft of thousands of votes changes everything. We hope it does. I mean, exactly what needs to happen before any of these agencies, Alphabet Group, whatever, gets off their ass and does something? They had 15 people looking at that noose. There was a noose in Bubba Wallace's garage. Our freedom is at stake, and I don't see nobody. We got other stuff we're working on. That's pretty frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, they're working on trying to find something to cover their butts when all this comes down and they're exposed.
I have a request to play for Ruby Freeman, the girl in the purple sweater in the Georgia arena. Dion, Ruby, 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 will you be mine from the Democratic Party? I will give you a thumbs up on that, Carol. And maybe I'll remember to do it. But you can't count on me to remember anything. Because I come in here every day, and some days I don't even know where to start. There's just so much. If you are one of those people who got nice weather tomorrow, it'll be warm and decent. And if you are one of those people that likes to take your neighbors something at Christmas time, something they'll really appreciate, get yourself out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and you can look like a real sport for very little money. With the winter plants that they have, cold-loving ornamental kale. I know, I thought kale was like a green thing, but these kale flowers are embedded with purples that are, and magentas that are really pretty.
Beautiful.
Pansies, snapdragons. I mentioned the kale, and the big deal of the day has been the arborvitae trees. These are 5 feet or so, give or take, $50 a piece, and you plant them and they grow forever. Or you can use them ornamentally. Great way to create a garden border or to frame the front door of your home. And they've got those at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Visit them on Facebook and take a look at the 3D pictures and the video clips they offer. They're open from 8 till 4:30, closed Sunday and Monday, and they are a cash check business. So I need to let you know that. A nice drive out there, too. About 15 to 20 minutes from Chantilly Parkway and Vaughan Road East past mile marker 22. You'll see 3 enormous greenhouses on your left, and please tell Clay Forer and his team you heard about him here.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their 2 Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Check off your gift list early during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Plus, take an extra 25% off. Get sleepwear sets, $20.99. Ninja Foodi Indoor Grill is $199.99. And get up to 25% off Koolaburra Home. Plus, get Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 25% offer valid December 3rd through December 9th with promo code FAMILYSHOP. Koolaburra offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming. In fact, I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating. Not a clue what I'm getting for you. Last year, I had dropped a grand for your nice
gold band. Then you told me you don't wear it cause it's bland. You said it's crap, it just goes to show. You won't be spending more dough. Too bad you won't get something cheap from the catalog in the mail. Ho, ho, Christmas is getting closer, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
If you're stuck on that, don't know what you're getting, keep listening because we have ideas all afternoon long. I see the phones are starting to light up. Let's welcome the Kuta.
Yes, sir. You know, those people that were counting late that night over in Georgia, a lot of people have been disparaging them, but we owe them praise and honor. I mean, when the water pipe broke, they were brave enough to stay there and keep counting. Even as the water kept rising up around them.
Yeah, that's a sensitive thing with me, Cooter, because I remember hearing about the water pipe break, and I thought, swell, we got to wait for a result there. It never occurred to me that it was phony, but it was.
Do you remember that video? The lady that was describing the video talked about the woman with the blonde braids that was bringing out the suitcases.
They don't take credit cards.
She is the daughter of Ruby Freeman.
Right.
And she is the registration supervisor there. Her name is Wandria Moss.
Isn't that special?
Yep. I can send you a link to the story on that.
I saw something today. Isn't Mommy proud of her daughter or something like that?
Yeah, Mommy was so proud of her daughter. Her daughter is her boss.
You know what? Her daughter belongs in effing jail. That's where her daughter belongs.
Yes, she does.
And take your mother with you. Bitch.
Yes, she does. All right, guys. Love y'all. Have a blessed weekend.
Yeah. Well, here's a nice email from Karen, who says, I really enjoyed your column in this month's Boom magazine. You are a wonderful writer.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about writing a book? Oh, yeah. And in fact, yesterday I was discussing the need for somebody standing nearby with a whip to make sure I stayed at my computer and wrote. God has gifted you. Well, that's one of the nicest, highest compliments. That's something I do for fun, and I love being clever. I've been writing that column now for, I think next year it'll be 19 years, every month. And I did it in Florida before it moved here for a rather large magazine group down there. And I think if I assembled, I mean, that's let's just make it 20 years. 20 times 1,000 words on average is 20,000 words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Written about so many different, if I could just thread them all together, I could probably finish it quickly. But I so enjoy that. We all love to get compliments on our radio work. I haven't been that good lately, so I'm not expecting anything today, but those mean a lot to me. That I can write something that people will react to.
Right.
With that level of appreciation.
Well, you're a great storyteller.
We played The Haircut this morning.
Yeah, I love that.
I played it because Rich had never heard it, and neither had Jesse. So I did it for them. By the way, if anybody sees the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime running around, I did send him. I invited him in when Eddie had to cancel. I thought Terry might enjoy hanging out with us today, but I've been unable to track him down. And you can still drop in if you're in the neighborhood, Terry. Let's take a quick look at the Live in Fear Doppler and see what we've got in the way of precipitation out there today. I did my bike ride. I'm good for a month now with only one day missed. Okay, most of the rain has moved off to the east. So the weather should be nice for that drive out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, or maybe watching our giant bread box. Me and Rich Thomas will be in that tomorrow in the Millbrook Christmas Parade. Looking forward to it. It is 3:30. It's time to take our first look at the roads with Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents. First in Prattville, South Memorial Drive in front of McDonald's. We had a minor accident there. Hopefully they've got that one out of the roadway. Selma Highway, just out past the Big Lots Distribution Center in front of the Marathon. We have an accident there. And a pretty bad accident on Vaughn Road at Wallahatchie Road. That has got traffic backed up both directions on Vaughn Road out that way. If you're traveling out that way, watch out for boots on the ground there. We are very busy all over the city of Montgomery right now, but that's all the accidents we have at this moment. Buckle up, slow down a little bit. Kind of a nasty afternoon out there. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Call from east of the Rockies at 3:32.
Hey, Greg, listen, I couple of things. One, you don't need necessarily to write a book. You need an editor. I would like to see an anthology of all of your boom and recent articles strung into a book. I think that would be a great first effort. I could see book signings. It'd be a lot of fun. I'd give it away as a gift. The other thing, though, is that I think that when Rosie is old enough that she needs to be on the cover of Boom magazine. I know she's not quite there yet, but she's got some stories to tell, and I think she would be a very interesting read in her own right.
Did you see who's on the cover of the new issue?
Mm-mm. I did indeed, and I've got a story about that. That young lady has made a real impression on my 19-year-old son. He loves to go and visit Eastbrook, and I was just so thrilled to see her visage on the cover. That I can't wait to get my hard copy of that.
Some interesting stories there with Miss Dodd.
Yeah, she's great. Listen, she's helped me a bunch over the years, man. I've gone in and I had to get a shadow box for a veteran who had died, and the kids needed a box to put the flag in, and we were able to do that. And I mean, she makes it happen. You go in there and ask them, 9 times out of 10, they can find it, or they can point you somewhere where you can find what you need.
Right.
But anyway, we've got such a great and vital community here, and I think that your book, if someone would edit your boom writing, that would be a great conversation piece, and it'd be a good way for people to catch up with what's going on in the community when they move in. So I'm going to commission you to do that, and when you do, I want a signed copy.
East, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
See, the thing with an anthology or collection, there isn't, and you're probably the same way, there isn't a thing that I've had published that I wouldn't go back and do differently because I didn't, you know.
Right.
To make it better.
Right.
Writers tend to be, you know, doesn't matter. Like, I've had this month lots of great compliments on the Christmas shoes. But when I look back on it, there are places where I might have made, you know, made it a little more of an efficient read and stuff like that. But it's funny. I sit and I'm creatively in a log jam for days. I got the idea. It's getting to the typewriter, sitting down, typing, boom, December 2020.
Right.
Once I do that, then it all starts to come out. So maybe I should do that with the book. I don't know. I'm just a hawk show toast. We'll have a friend joining us in just a few minutes. It's 3:35.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A state lawmaker wants to remove a Confederate flag from Alabama's coat of arms. State Representative Laura Hall has pre-filed three bills aimed at eliminating symbols and language associated with the Confederacy. The legislative session begins February 2nd. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a man was found dead in downtown Thursday evening. Police responded to the 100 block of South Perry Street, where they found the body of 38-year-old Christopher Woodard of Millbrook. MPD says an autopsy is being done to determine his cause of death. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. They are now up to more than 1,800. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 215,000. More than 35,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 statewide. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you will receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The holidays are here, and we are at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road, and also Highway 14. With me today is owner Jason. Jason, you guys always do a magnificent job.
I just wanted to thank everyone for their continued business and support through this year. I know it's been rough on everybody, but I wanted to remind people that they can come see our fine selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols. We're getting shipments of ammo in every day. You can also visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That storm system that brought showers to the state today will be exiting quickly, and behind it, mostly cloudy, cooler tonight, breezy, overnight low temperature down to about 37. Not a bad weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Fairly comfortable for December with a high temperature up to about 59. Sunday, I think, will be in the upper 50s as well. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area on Sunday as a cool front approaches. I think next week is storm-free. We'll be back to freezing temperatures by Tuesday and Wednesday morning, but not the 20s, and warming later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seasonal employees. We only fill specific timely needs. The rest of the year, our days are pretty free. We are seasonal employees.
I'm helping with FedEx delivery.
I'm a cashier at Target for 6 weeks.
I'm the guy who sells you a dead Christmas tree.
We are seasonal employees. We are seasonal employees. We'll fill any job that you need. We have only had one day of training. We are seasonal employees.
I am extra mall security.
I get paid to do free gift wrapping.
Up as Santa and your brat's kicking me.
Ow! We are seasonal employees. We are seasonal employees. We'll be anything that you need.
The rest of the year, no one will employ me.
We are seasonal employees.
And to all those seasonal employees, we thank you for your service. It is 3:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Joining us on the phone is Jacqueline Tomlinson from Duncan Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
She's great on the radio, too.
Who is? Hey. And she is not a seasonal employee.
No, that was not the play. That was.
Hey.
I feel like a seasonal employee. I haven't been to work in a couple weeks, but, you know, I'm still checking my email, so I guess that counts.
Yeah.
Thinking ahead to that and knowing how much you love your baby Lola and her big brother Stevie, how's that going to be when you are back in the saddle again?
Well, you know, my mom asked me that actually yesterday. She said, are you ready to go back to work yet? Because when I had Steven, I couldn't wait to get back to the office. I was like, this is just not for me. I wanted to be home with him, but I'm a workaholic, you know, I'm a worker. And with this little one, I know this is probably the last time I'll do this. So I was like, no, I'm not ready to leave her yet. You know, I love all these little snuggles. She's actually laying on me right now, taking a nap. And it's like, they're only this little for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, people, work will still be there. I promise you, divorces, child custody, and child support is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm ready to get back to work, but I'm not ready to leave the little one yet, if that makes sense.
Of course it does. And you're absolutely right. They are only, and before you know it, you're sitting there watching them walk across the stage to get a diploma.
Stop. Well, I mean, look at Dana's little ones. I mean, they're already 6 months.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
Doesn't it seem like yesterday Dana was just announcing that she was pregnant?
Yes.
Yes. And I have a lot of people that I know that have had babies this year. Alan Harbin and Fun Size Jane. Their baby is gorgeous, and learn how to say da-da first. Oh. I'm so proud of that.
I was going to say, their baby has to be, what, 6, 8 months?
No. Born July 7th, so in a few days it'll be 5 months.
So 5 months, yeah. It's just crazy, though. I mean, like, I feel like it was just yesterday that I was like, by the way, I'm pregnant. No, it's not a COVID baby. Like, you know, and here she is, like 5 weeks almost. It's crazy to me.
Seems like you were just in the hospital.
Oh, I know. I know. It's just, as much as time is flying by, it's standing still. It's a weird, we're in a weird position right now.
I agree with you. I've stated that many, many times. The run-up to the election was like, oh my God, is it ever going to get here? That's been a month.
That's crazy.
We're still waiting for things to happen. This nonsense in Georgia. Where's the cavalry?
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Who's being arrested? It's on videotape, for God's sake.
It seems like we're in this weird matrix of a world right now where everything is moving so quickly, but yet at a snail's pace. I feel like it was just yesterday we were hearing about the first COVID, you know, reported case in the United States. And then I look back on this and I'm like, oh my God, this has been going on since February, March. Like, we've gone a whole year like this.
Everybody wants their normal back, but how do you get it when it's been gone for so long?
Well, and what is our normal going to look like?
Well, that's my next question. As a lawyer, I saw an article today and a picture of the vaccine card they will give you that will state you've been vaccinated and also give you the date for your second vaccine. Where does this go? Does this become, you must show your papers before you can go to a restaurant? Is that even constitutional?
Well, it's a very scary situation that we're in right now, because I think that a lot of things that we would normally term, you know, constitutional or what is within our rights, is a very gray area right now. I think the constitutional law, the constitutional lawyers have a lot going on right now, because where's the line? Because there's a lot of things that have happened, Greg, that, you know, are very unconstitutional, but we as sheep have just gone along with all of these mandates, all of these mask mandates, all of these, you know, requirements that are not quote-unquote constitutional.
Well, when they first asked us to do that, I think there was, in general, a majority of people who wanted to cooperate so we could get back to normal quickly. Okay, we'll do our best stay inside, stay home for 2 weeks. Had a lot of panic buying and things like that going on. Then the 2 weeks went by, and I remember Trump saying he was hoping that people could be out by Easter. And, of course, the press tore him a new one for such a stupid, ignorant comment, right? And that's when I started to realize this is not going away. This is going to be going on all year. And, of course, became the perfect excuse for these mail-in ballots for the election.
Right.
So they could install a new president.
But let me remind you, and it wasn't too far in our distant history here, people voluntarily got on the trains for their safety, okay? So, I mean, we have been spoon-fed lies before, and people have believed it and walked right into mass graves, okay? So, I mean, this has happened before. During the Holocaust, people were told multitude of lies in order to do population control, and one of those was, Put your wife and children on the trains to keep them safe. They're going to be taken to somewhere where they're safe. And look what happened. So, I mean, I honestly don't know what to believe anymore, or who to believe, or how long this is going to happen. But, you know, it's strange to me how things are happening now that I've never seen before. I've never seen a quote-unquote president-elect having news conferences or Zoom meetings with governors and senators, and all of these things that we're seeing now, I've never seen that in any other presidential election. Usually they stay in the back and they're quiet until, you know, mid-January.
Right.
It's like we're giving him all of this press and we're giving him all of this attention when we still have a very active president that's still running this country.
I posted the story from the Palmieri Report, which is, by the way, a very good website for true conservatives, about Biden calling for all Americans to wear masks for the first 100 days of his administration. Like, he knows.
Like, aren't we already doing that, though? Like, who's not doing that?
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'll do it where it's required to go into a store or restaurant,
right,
or else they'll show their courtesy. But I will wear a black band around my arm for the first 100 days to protest the death of America.
I don't know who's not taking COVID seriously. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand where all of this is coming from. I mean, I think people are being respectful. People are doing what they need to do in order to be compliant and be respectful. But I just don't know what a 100-day mask requirement is going to do.
It's like Pelosi today says, we have a new president, a president who recognizes that we need to depend on science. Hey, bitch, who do you think put together the task force that fast-tracked this vaccine that's going to be here?
150 days.
That's going to be here just in time for Joe Biden to take credit.
The only reason that vaccination is here is because Donald Trump cut all that red tape.
Exactly.
That is the only reason why. And I mean, that is one of the huge legacies from his presidency that people need to acknowledge and respect, is that he did a lot for that. If anything, that vaccination would not be here if it was not.
The media will make sure that he gets as little, if any, credit for that. It's just going to be... They'll proclaim Dr. Fauci or somebody the guy that made that possible. By the way, your favorite shirtless weatherman will be joining me on the air around 4:05 if you want to.
They're wonderful. Sweet little Rich. His little sweater.
Sweet little Rich.
A wolf sweater.
And I was hoping that you could do me a favor before you hang up. I sent you a text.
Hold on.
And I was wondering if you could add that into...
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. So here's the thing. I'm going to screw it up. I'm going to screw it up, but you want me to go ahead and do it now?
Sure, just have fun with it.
Well, here's the thing. So we need caller number 7 with the Dr. Baumhauer's Dr. B Burger Daily Double. See, Dr. the Burger, the call-in.
You did great.
The Baumhauer's Dr. B Burger of the day. But don't they have to say it in the form of a question?
Yes, they have to give the answer in the form of a question.
You have to give the answer in the form of a question. Caller number 7, call now.
272-9228.
Yeah, there you go. I told you I was going to screw it up.
You did fine. The whole idea is to have fun with it. So, yeah, we'll do that now before we get ready for the 4 o'clock hour. Have a great weekend. We'll be here tomorrow morning if you're bored and Lola's napping on your chest and you want to talk, okay?
Yeah, so far she hasn't moved. So, all right, caller number 7. You guys have a great rest of the show.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, you are caller 1, you're caller 2, you are caller 3. Caller 4, caller 5. Here's the one I hate. I don't hate the person, it's just tough to tell them. You're caller 6, I'm sorry. And who is this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony! Anthony.
Yes, it is.
Can you give me our almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B, Daily Double Doctor of the Day in the form of a question?
Who is Dr. Hook?
Well done, my friend, and we will get some information from you, mail you a certificate. You'll get a pair of Dr. B burgers, sides and beverages, free parking in the RSA building, and you'll be able to redeem it at Bob's newest place, Wing Fingers, in the RSA building at 201 Union. Good work.
Man, you guys are awesome, man. Appreciate it.
We try. We try to be awesome. At 3:53, let's take this brief break.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, when romance novelist Megan Malone's grandmother passes away and leaves her the family Christmas tree farm, she finds true romance with the man she had only dreamed about in her novels. Tune in tonight at 8.
Everything's nuts. Life is crazy. I just want to lay here, get drunk, and watch movies. I'll pop a cork and have a drink. Want to sit back and relax more than anything. Put in on Hallmark Channel, pour a glass of wine, curl up with a movie and have a little me time. Cheesy romantic movie, cause I need to unwind with a Hallmark movie and some wine.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's Dixie. license number 15033.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Brought to you by AbbVie.
Only 21 days to Christmas, just 3 weeks till it's here. Go buy something better than the trash that you bought last year.
357.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. You might want to still use caution on Highway 80 or the Selma Highway out just past the Big Lots Distribution Center in front of the Marathon. We have a moderate crash that happened there. Hopefully they're about to get that one out of the way. Everywhere else around the city right now, we're light to mostly moderate traffic. Very busy on the East Boulevard and East South Boulevard, especially Fairview Avenue and Norman Bridge Road outbound. Southwest Boulevard also very busy this afternoon. And we still have that accident at Vaughn Road at Wallahatchie Road. That's a little ways out, but a lot of people head out that way this afternoon about this time. Expect some delays there. They had a pretty bad accident out there earlier. They're still working it. Use caution. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them in safe, designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brewmaker.com.
Now, stuff come up in Facebook that's bringing back sweet memories. My dog, in fact, Rich and I talked about this. Our dogs generally don't react to anything on television. They'll bark at, once in a while, I'll see a head lift up if they hear a dog barking on a TV show or something, but most of the time, no. But there's always been one commercial that, and you've seen it. And they're running it this year, except they've edited it into something a little bit different. And it's the Bouncing Hershey Kisses.
Mm-hmm. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So in the new one, they play that part of it. Then they